Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a teacher and a taxi firm named among eco-heroes, and a new festival celebrating dumplings. But first, a taxi driver has been left with slash wounds after being robbed.
People on a city street have described their shock after a taxi driver was robbed at knife point in broad daylight. The driver, who works for ABC Taxis, suffered slash wounds and was taken to hospital after the robbery in George Pope Road, Norwich. It is believed that the driver had just completed a job nearby when the incident took place at around midday. Residents were left shaken by the robbery. Police inquiries into the incident are ongoing.
A police dog has lent a paw to a vehicle stop by police in Norwich, in which Class A drugs and a knife were found. Officers stopped and searched a vehicle in the city as part of Operation Moonshot, a Norfolk police crackdown on organised criminal activity. Three people were arrested for being concerned in the support of drugs after one occupant was found with a large quantity of Class A drugs and a lock knife. The driver was also found to be driving without insurance and failed a roadside drugs test. P.D. Lottie helped officers to uncover further concealed drugs during the vehicle search. On Twitter, Norwich Police said, "Thanks to her skills, we were able to find more drugs concealed in the vehicle, which I doubt we would have found if it wasn't for her nostrils."
The new High Sheriff of Norfolk has been sworn in at a ceremony held at Burnley Hall in East Somerton. Claire Margaret Agnew, the Lady Agnew of Alton, will take up the traditional role from her predecessor Charles Watt. The 58-year-old said the focus of her year will be supporting charities. Lady Agnew has worked with the Citizens Advice Bureau. She said the reason she said yes to the role of High Sheriff was because she would like to raise the profile of the organisation. The role of High Sheriff is 1,047 years old, one of the oldest roles in the country. "I see my role as trying to shine good light on small charities that need more publicity." She said that the High Sheriff can give support for people doing good stuff and raise issues other people cannot. "In general terms, I would like to use the role to raise the profile of Citizens Advice," she said. The new High Sheriff also said that because she lives near Great Yarmouth, her focus will be on the seaside town, but she will not ignore the rest of the county. Lady Agnew, born Claire Buxton in the windmill at Clye in 1960, was brought up on the coast in East Norfolk.
A taxi company and a teacher who helped turn an abandoned school field into a thriving allotment were among the eco-heroes recognised for doing their bit to protect the planet. The Norwich and Norfolk Eco Awards 2018-19 were held at the city's historic St Andrew's Hall, with biologist and conservationist Professor Ben Garrett hosting. One of the winners in the Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council organised awards was Norwich-based Zero Taxis, which won the small-medium business category for running with a fleet of electric vehicles. There was also success for schools. Reefham High School and College scooped the Secondary School Award for its allotment project, and Ellingham VC Primary School received a Primary School Award. Matt Willer, who teaches GCSE and A-level history at Reefham High School and College, was named the overall Eco Hero Award, having launched the allotment project in 2015. It saw an abandoned corner of the school playing field turned into an allotment with recycled items, 150 fly-tip tyres, toilets and bathtubs forming growing spaces. Judges said, "Matt's inspiring commitment and energy to both sustainability and to teaching."
Picturesque reed beds on the Norfolk Broads have formed part of the rural economy for centuries, and a handful of skilled workers are helping to keep the tradition alive. Reed cutting season started in early January and is currently at its peak, with professionals seeking to profit from a narrow window of opportunity that ends in late April. One such professional, Paul Eldridge, was at work on a reed bed reached by boat near Ranworth. He estimates his team will collect between 12 and 14,000 bundles this year, which is enough to thatch 8 cottages. He said there were no more than 50 reed cutters in the UK. The 39-year-old from Norwich left his job as an industrial chemist in New Zealand more than a decade ago to return to his home county and work in conservation. He said he trained on a Broads Authority reed cutting scheme funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund with friend Rowan Nichols, who was working as a landscape gardener at the time. "We liked it so much we carried on," Mr. Eldridge said. They were joined by builder Lawrence Watts around 7 years ago, and the three of them work on the land throughout the year. After the reed cutting season finishes, they cut sedge used by thatchers for the cap of the roof, and in the winter months they do contract work for conservation charities, such as clearing scrub. "You've got to love this job, otherwise you wouldn't do it. There's no two ways about it," Mr. Eldridge said.
An inaugural festival celebrating the humble dumpling has brought together chefs and foodies from across Norfolk. The World Dumpling Championship in Norwich, the first event of its kind, saw contestants whip up batches of the doughy treats for judges to sample. The event at the Sanctuary Coffee Shop at St Albans Church in Grove Walk involved competitions for amateur cooks and professional chefs, with each involving a host of dumpling recipes from English to Nepalese varieties. Organiser Eve Stebbings said, "I'm a dumpling maker, so I thought it would be lovely to get people together and make dumplings from all over the world. They are a taste of home wherever you come from." Mrs. Stebbings added, "Based on the success of Saturday's inaugural event, she would look to host a second competition next year." Neelam Suba, 43, and from Norwich, was crowned the winner in the amateur contest for her traditional Nepalese-filled dumplings called Momo. For the competition, Neelam, who works in children's services, served a version stuffed with chicken, onion and ginger with spicy sauces. She said, "We make momos for social gatherings when we make them in Nepal. It brings people together." Elena Berkowska, originally from Latvia, made her own dumpling recipe with pumpkin seeds, king oysters and lemon.
A family business which started in 1930 and has been running from the same premises for 75 years has won a big national award. Coleman Opticians Hearing and Vision Centre on St Augustine Street near Anglia Square scooped the Family Optician of the Year award 2019 against tough opposition from 5 other national finalists. The business began when Lionel Coleman acquired the premises in 1930, and it became an optician's 75 years ago from the base it still occupies. The practice has a seating area specifically for children with toys and games, and a separate waiting area with tea and coffee facilities, a video screen, books and magazines for adults. Kate Fenn, director, said, "We are absolutely over the moon to be announced as the winners of the Family Optician of the Year 2019. This award epitomises all our core values, and we continue to strive to make eye health, education and community one of our key priorities." That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Rai Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.